there is no need to go searching through all these stations and channels and apps to find the perfect show. You found it already. America Weekend. And it starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We will start things off with a very special guest, Michelle Knight. She spent a little over a decade of her life in a living hell, held captive in a house in Cleveland. Michelle is telling her story, and she will join us today. After that, another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. And then there's a man, he goes into Applebee's. All he wants is a lunch. He wants some fajitas. And he wants to give thanks. And so when he lowered his head in prayer, a fajita exploded into his face and he tried to sue Applebee's. Did it work out? We'll find out. And then another edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by the things, the ridiculous things, shall we say, that the government wastes your money and my money on. You will be quite amazed by some of these things. We start things off this hour with your television. It doesn't matter if you have cable or satellite. You turn it on and all of a sudden they add these channels. How many channels am I paying for right now? I don't even have the top-level tier package thingy that my cable company offers. I think I have the second or third from the top. I don't even know. I get, I think, 210 channels. I have almost every single HBO, Showtime, Stars, Encore. I can watch 48 movies at one time. And they're all awful. There are these terrible movies from the past 3 or 4 years that no one cares about anymore. And then some older movies that Apollo 13 is on every 6 minutes. I don't understand why. Good movie. I'm sick of it. But why is it always on? And these obscure channels. I got 19 exercise channels. I got 22 shopping channels. I got sports channels. There are so many sports channels. There's one in the middle of the night. It's two guys playing catch. It's gotten that bad. I don't need this much entertainment. Are you from the time that I first came from where your television was something you had to walk up to? Because not many people had remotes before cable. And you would turn 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 and UHF, and that was it. And that was enough. It kept us going. There's too much out there. I don't know what to do with all these channels. What do they think? And the programming, where do they get all the programming from? There are now channels, I guess, based in nostalgia, with just some of the worst sitcoms of all time and stuff from the late 60s and 70s. The other night, I came across Small Wonder. Do you remember that? Oh, it was, I think, 85, 86. It was syndicated. Some computer programmer. They already have a son, he and his wife. They want another child. Do they do it the conventional way? No. He builds a little robot, and she's a girl. I forget what her name was, but it was this little actress, and she would talk in this very strange robot voice. It's cute for one episode, not 32. And why do I want to watch it now? I don't. I'm even sick of Night Court. I used to like that. I'm tired of it. I don't need to see the 80s hairstyles every 6 minutes. There's too much media. And I love the people now that watch TV on their phone. Yes, you spent $1,000 to put this 49-inch TV in your bedroom and an 87-inch TV in your living room, but you don't watch that. No, because you're watching things on demand on your 3.5-inch screen on your iPhone, and you are on the cutting edge. So when your eyes go so bad that you will have glasses on that's thick as bulletproof glass down at the local bank, you will have the fact that you are watching television on your phone to thank for it. Stay with us. We are joined by a very special guest. I am very excited to talk with Michelle Knight. She's coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. here at the recent Washington, D.C. Auto Show, the world's biggest car maker is looking to set the world standard for newer, greener cars. GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
The Chevrolet Volt is very exciting. You know, it's not a hybrid, it's not a plug-in hybrid. It's an electric vehicle with extended range capability. You can go up to 40 miles on one charge, and that's important because almost 80% of Americans commute less than 40 miles a day, like me and many people. However, if your life requires you to go a little bit further, we have a generator that kicks in to seamlessly give you another 300 miles of range. So it's a great combination of electric vehicle with extended range capability.
GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
People really, when they drive this vehicle, the vehicle's fun to drive. A lot of torque of the electric vehicle, so it's quick, it's fun to drive, but also you can drive 40 miles without using any gasoline. So it's a great combination of style, electric vehicle benefits, and it is fun to drive.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Look under the sheets of any American home and you'll find a mattress tag that says, "Do not remove this tag under penalty of law." Can you really be in trouble if you rip the tag off your mattress? The Final Verdict after this. Do you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Learn how to reduce your balance with a free 5-minute consultation from National Debt Relief Group. Call 800-382-9602. That's 800-382-9602. Back in the 1900s, mattresses often contained a host of vermin and disease-carrying materials. To protect consumers, the government required dealers to post tags on their mattresses listing the contents. The warning, "Do not remove under penalty of law," was never intended for the buyer, and most tags now read, "This tag may not be removed except by the consumer." So go ahead, rip it off. And that's the final verdict.